You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news and information you can use. I'm Matt Fidler. Fires are still burning out there. The pandemic is still spreading and it's smoky outside. And this is the time that I'm supposed to say that the opinions about to be expressed here are those of my own and don't necessarily reflect those of KZFR, its staff, or the board of directors. But these aren't just my opinions. It's the scientific community's understanding that if we continue to mistreat the land that we're living on by digging up the ground for heavy till monocrop agriculture, and we continue to treat our forests that same way by planting crops of trees just to clear-cut 20-acre chunks, by doing these things, we're guaranteeing that we're going to have to live in this erratic, unpredictable ecosystem here in California. We've been abusing the ecosystem here in California for 150 straight years, and we've been treating it like a political issue, not a scientific issue. We say, okay, well, we're going to give the loggers this to clear cut, and we're going to give the environmentalists this, but neither are what's actually good for the environment, what's good for the ecosystem that supports all life, no matter our political affiliations. Overgrown, unmaintained forests aren't good for productive ecosystems, and neither are clear cuts. Both of these systems spread fire more quickly than if they were properly maintained forests. The forests that survive fires are old growth forests with large trees. Most of these old growth forests have been cut down in the last 150 years. And large trees can only grow large when they have space to grow, hence the thinning of the forests. But clear cuts won't grow big healthy trees either. Large trees are supported by productive ecosystems with deep, healthy soil that support deep roots. When you clear cut a large chunk, you're effectively killing the soil, which won't hold really large trees anymore. But when large trees are established, you get a productive ecosystem that has a wide variety of plants and animals, which continue to improve the soil for other animals and microbial activity. And the forest just becomes more productive, more fire resilient. I came into a deeper understanding about how ecosystems work to make life better for all of us here on Earth when I reported for the series California Burning. That was aired on KZFR and other stations around the country last winter. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts or at californiaburning.net. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.